This is Sunday morning, October 13th, 2019. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The name of this is Not by Might or Power. All right, this is the Lord speaking here, and if it's otherwise, I'll tell you. The Lord says, I'm bringing you out. It will not be by your power or might, and I put in a parentheses here, this is me, not by fleshly means or methods. I will bring you out by my Spirit, says the Lord. I am the great shepherd, and I'm leading you out. Do not be distracted by the shadows in the valley of the shadow of death. He told me to read Psalms 23. It's the leading out psalm. Yeah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Can you see how I do it? No want. I have not asked you to take care of yourselves, but to cast your care, peace of mind, and confidence that I'm leading you and everything is okay. Comfort from my word when the enemy comes against you. Even in trials, you keep your seat and enjoy your life, fully confident that all you will ever know is good all the days of your life. I'm not impressed by the strength of men's legs. See what that kind of strength has gotten you. When you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Flesh brings death, but the Spirit life. Just as I brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, I'm bringing you out. I did not require them to take care of themselves. I did it by my mighty power. I brought them forth with silver and gold. There was not any sick or weak among them. I fed them in the wilderness. Even their clothes and shoes did not wear out. They walked and walked and walked, and their feet didn't even swell. For those who walk in the Spirit, there's no room to give acknowledgement to the flesh. Do you think you must apply your mind to how you're going to be ready for the transition? Do you not think that I can also bring you out and take care of you like I took care of them? Because it's about every other YouTuber has some formula. Don't put your hand to it. They don't have any hope if they're not a Christian, for sure. All they've got are methods, means and methods. But God has a plan. Do you not think that I can also bring you out and take care of you like I took care of them? Don't put your hand to it. If I speak to you to do something, then do it with all your might. If I don't tell you anything, then don't do anything. This is so important that you learn this. I see all, I know all, and I know just what to do and when to do it. So rest in me. Yes, stay set. This is me here. There are 87 verses in the Bible that talk about the Lord bringing people out with his mighty hand. Here are a few. So we're going to look at just a few scriptures here. Exodus chapter 6 is the first one. In other words, people are noble and trying to get you to do things, that you need to do things, this, that, to cover yourself or whatever. But the Lord's saying to me is, I got a plan. Verse 6, wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you in unto the land concerning which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for inheritance. I am the Lord. Lord, should I do this or that? Or Lord, should I do that? It doesn't hurt to ask, but at least give him time to respond instead of just doing a bunch of stuff. Okay, Deuteronomy 4:29. Think about it. 87 scriptures in the Bible that talk about him bringing people out with a mighty hand. Okay, 4:29. But if from there thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart, with all thy soul, when thou art in tribulation and all these things are coming upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard, and live? Or hath God ventured to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by an outstretched arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? Unto thee it was shown, that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God, there is none else beside him. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee, and upon earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought them out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt, to drive out nations from before thee, greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in, to give thee their land for inheritance, as it is this day. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath there is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command you this day, that it may go well with thee, with thy children after thee, and thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God hath given thee forever. So the Lord's still the same mighty. He doesn't change. He's the same mighty God that brought the children of Israel out. He's the same God that's bringing us out. Okay, now let's go to Acts 26. Verse 8. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? I verily thought within myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And I think I wrote it down wrong. Sorry. Just a minute. Well, I'm not sure what that was supposed to be. All right, Exodus 20. Let's go back. No, Ezekiel 20. You know how many times that the nation of Israel has been in exile and God's brought them out? This last exile, they were in exile 1,800 years. As I live, saith the Lord, verse 33, surely with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, with fury poured out, will I rule over you, and I will bring you out from the peoples, and will gather you out of the countries in which you are scattered, with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with fury poured out. And the Lord says, I despise the flesh. Keep your flesh out of the way. Keep it under the Spirit's control. I fed them in the wilderness. I met their every need. When their backs were against the wall, I opened the sea. I threw the horse and rider into the sea, and they all drowned. I completely took you out them out of Babylon then, and I will now. Refrain from looking back to its ways. When I get finished, there will be nothing to see. Follow me. This can be done by the strength of a man. Can't be done by the strength of a man, but only by my spirit, says the Lord. Set yourself and remain at rest. I've got this. Okay, Revelation 18. In other words, the Lord's doing this. He wants us to remain at rest. If he tells us to do something, we do it. If he doesn't tell us to do anything, we don't do anything. We just need to stay out of his way, is what it kind of sounds like to me. He doesn't need the arm of the flesh unless he requires us to do something. And we'll end with this, Revelation 18, verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was made bright with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, has fallen, has become the inhabitation of demons, and is in the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are grown rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. I was listening to somebody yesterday, and they were talking about how deep the Biden Hunter Ukrainian thing goes. And they kept getting deeper and deeper and further back, and other people implicated. It got so big, I thought, this is just one instance. For her sins have reached unto heaven. God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you. Double unto her double according to her works. And the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived luxuriously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judged her. William Brennan had this vision of her. He saw a woman in purple, which the woman on the beast, the Vatican, talks about the cardinals wear red and the bishops wear purple. So, you know what we're talking about, Babylon. Okay? And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live luxurious with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet. We see all the priests and the cardinals, they're all decked out in all this stuff. Right here, the symbolism. And vessels of ivory and all kinds of vessels of most precious wood and of bronze and iron and marble and cinnamon and incense and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and cattle and sheep and horses, chariots and slaves and souls of men. This Russell Gould, he was talking about that the Vatican pretty well controls all merchandising on the whole earth. This is this city that we're talking about right here. It's going to be destroyed. And the fruits of thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and sumptuous are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things who were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen of purple and scarlet, and bedecked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches are come to nothing, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off. Isn't it something that we are in a trade war? And it's under maritime law. I'm saying everything this guy has been saying, I see right here in this chapter. And cried when they saw, and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? They cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city in which were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. 1 hour. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged her, you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and minstrels and flute players and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a lamp shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. The whole Babylonian system, everything we see today that's coming to fruition, we see right here in this chapter. All right, we need to keep our hands off of it and let the Lord, if he gives us instructions, we do what he tells us to do. If not, just keep taking your seat, keep making those declarations and obeying the Lord, and we're just going to watch him do what he did like in the land of Egypt. We're just going to watch it. I agree with President Trump. Never interfere with an enemy when he's destroying himself.